Hi guys, I hope you guys are well as always. I hope you're thriving and growing in Christ. Sorry I missed you guys last week. I was actually in Dallas. I'm spending time with my daughter and some friends, and I had an amazing time. It was good to see her. I hadn't seen her in quite a while because she moved from California to Dallas because she got married. So it was good to see her. I missed you guys though. And so here I am for my Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Hey, Trey Chanel, I will see you in a couple of hours. But I want to talk to you first about a dream that I have. I'll give people an opportunity to come on, so I'll just go ahead and open in prayer. So Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We bless your name. You are the Lord God high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. Father, we did decree today that out of our mouths, you said, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, Lord God. But that we decree and we commit to lift you and exalt you, because there is no other God like you in heaven above or earth below. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are creative. You are incredible. You are a God that does not change. You are reliable and consistent. And Father, we thank you that during these times that we can rely on you, that we are citizens of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are not part of this world system, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you today, and we honor you, and we bless you. As always, if you have any questions, just put them down in the comments. Let me know where you guys are joining from. I want to tell you about a dream that I had. I really try to be transparent, because I don't think you can teach effectively and not be able to share, different aspects of your life. So I think for many, many years, many of you know that if you've been watching me for any amount of time, that I did not grow up with my father. And so that has always left some type of void in my life. Just like anybody not growing up with a father, that will leave a void in their lives. And so because of that, off and on, I've struggled with, feelings, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection. And so in this season, it seemed to kind of come up again, because I had a lot of shift and changes in what I consider to be my inner circle. But I want you to understand that let God choose your inner circle. Don't choose people in this season. You're gonna let God add people to your life, because He knows what you need in this season. He knows what's necessary for you to get to the next space and place in your life. And so because of a lot of shifting in my life relationally, that's things started coming up again. And so I had a dream last night that I had called a notable prophet, and I was talking to him, and I was telling him what was going on, and he started praying for me. And as he was praying for me, he said, and I was telling him what was going on, and he said, "You can't," he said, "I can't deliver you from a demon you've partnered with." Let me say that again. He said, "I can't deliver you from a demon you've partnered with." Some of you are partnering with the spirit of fear. Some of you are partnering with, unclean spirits. Some of you are partnering with anxiety. You're partnering with these things, because if they begin to, this is how you know you're partnering with it, is when it starts tormenting you. This thing started tormenting me. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't rest. But in my dream, I began to break that tie, and I broke my alliance with the spirit of fear. And when I woke up, I was so delivered. My spirit was so set free. My soul was so healed in that area. So whatever you are partnering with that is not of the kingdom of God, you are going to have to break your alliance. Because part of Satan's assignment in the earth right now is to release a spirit of fear. Which can be about loss, which can be about, fear of getting ill, fear of sickness, fear of disease, fear of, if you're prophetic, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment. But when I woke up, and in the dream, I could see this spirit, ugly, egregious looking thing being lifted off of me when I began to break my alliance with him. And just the peace of God covered my soul. So I want to release that as a prophetic word. Whatever you're partnering with, fear, anxiety, worry, shame, guilt, condemnation, whatever you're partnering with that is not produced in the kingdom of God, Satan is using it to torment you, hinder you, and to stop your forward progress. So let me just pray real quick over that. So Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We know that your word has power, and I decree this prophetic word will hit the appropriate target in the name of Jesus. But I stand with your daughters, I stand with your sons, and we break our alliance with the powers of darkness, Lord God, because this is a season of liberty, this is a season of power, this is a season of deliverance and great growth for the kingdom of God. And so, God, we thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you, and I decree the liberty of the Holy Spirit over your people right now. So I want to talk about a message that I heard this Sunday. It was just so powerful. Because understand, because we're always talking about the prophetic and growing in the prophetic, the prophets are interdependent, and so is a prophetic message. You will hear God deliver a prophetic, you will hear a prophet deliver a prophetic word, and then you'll see different prophets around the country, around the regions, delivering the same word. That's because the prophetic message is interdependent, because we have to understand that some messages are global, some are regional, some are for a state, some are for a city, some are for a group, and some are for an individual. And you have to know where things fit within that context. And I heard a very clear and accurate prophet, apostolic voice speak this weekend at a church I was visiting. And this is what he said that I thought was so powerful. He said, This is not a pandemic, but a forced Sabbath. The world system is experiencing a pandemic, but the body and the body of Christ and the kingdom of God is in a forced Sabbath. God is commanding us to rest. He is commanding us to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And in Numbers 15, and this is how serious God was about the Sabbath. There was a man in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 15. He was gathering sticks on the Sabbath. So they took the man because they knew that the Sabbath was a time of rest. And God is commanding us to rest, just like he commanded them in the Old Testament to rest on the Sabbath. The man was gathering sticks, and they took him to Moses and Aaron. And Aaron and Moses decided what they were going to do with him. And the Lord said, put him to death. They put him to death because he was working on the Sabbath. But now in the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. So our rest is in him. But I want to tell you that God is commanding you to rest. And not just sleep rest, but rest in your soul. Rest in your spirit, because God is doing some things in your life. He's setting you up for some things that you could never have accomplished by yourself in the natural, but you can miss God by trying to do it yourself. And so let's talk about this plague. I always try to, you know, be current and add some overarching understanding of where the purpose of a plague, this is what God showed me, the purpose of a plague is to weaken resolve, to make you numb and apathetic. If we look at the nine plagues in Exodus, it was the plagues were coming to weaken Pharaoh's resolve. God had something that he wanted to get accomplished for his people, which was freedom and liberty. And that's always God's mandate for his people, is freedom and liberty. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so the plagues came to weaken Pharaoh's resolve, and he finally let the children of Israel go. And that's what this pandemic is trying to do, is weaken our resolve. But this is what the Holy Spirit showed me. I had a dream a few years ago, and I've shared this many times. Hi, Bridget. How are you, sweetheart? Shared it many times that I had a visitation, actually, and a woman came in my room, and she was smothering me. And I asked the Holy Spirit, is she trying to kill me? He said, no, she's trying to silence your voice. So Satan's assignment, always with prophetic people, is to silence their voice. And I was looking at the current pandemic guidelines, which is just really egregious and amazing to me. The part of the current pandemic guidelines is there can be no singing, no shouting, no home Bible studies, no prayer, no chanting, no worship in your home. And so Satan's trying to piggyback on this thing that's happening, this pandemic in the world system, to try to silence the voice of the church. Because the book of Psalms says, let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in our and a two-edged sword in our hand. If we look at the life of King Jehoshaphat, when he went into prayer, he went into fasting, he'd been to consult the Lord, and Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 20:21 says, and Jehoshaphat Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him. Because when we sing to the Lord, that psalm, that passage in Psalms 149, it says, so God can execute judgment on the nations. If we silence our voice, then evil men can do whatever they want to do. Evil men can flourish. They can continue to execute their plans. But when the people of God begin to praise him, and when the people of God begin to lift him up and exalt him and magnify his holy name, then the plans of the enemy are thwarted. In 2 Chronicles 20, it says that the men of God begin to lift up their voice and say, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, and that the enemy confounded himself and all they have to go do is pick up the spoil. So if you've been silenced in your praise and you have been silenced in your worship, I command you to worship again in the Holy Ghost, because you are coming against the powers of darkness that are trying to thwart the plans of God in your life, and you need to lift up the praise and lift up a worship to shift the atmosphere that you are currently in. I come against depression, anxiety, fear, and worry, lack. There is no lack in the kingdom of God, because we live in a kingdom. The Bible says that we are in this world and not of it, that we live in a kingdom that is not decaying. It is not affected by financial instability. It's not affected by sickness or disease. It is not a theocracy. Not, it is a theocracy and not a democracy. We serve a king. The Bible, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. I heard a man say that the train, that a king's train, it displayed the kingdoms that they had conquered. Every time they conquered a kingdom, they would take the robe of the king and tie it to the end of the train. The Bible says that his train filled the temple. That is because he is King of Kings and that he is Lord of Lords. So we are in a kingdom that is also, we are in an army that is always advancing. I don't care what is going on in the world system, we are advancing. We are advancing on our knees. We are more than conquerors, and we have to understand that this is a war, that we are in a war. We have been recruited into a war. We are an army. So I decree in the Holy Spirit that God is strengthening your resolve in the name of Jesus, that we are not going to come out of this world pandemic or this forced Sabbath empty-handed. God is going to do something so significant in your life that you could have never accomplished in the natural. It's not going to be about your education. It's not going to be about what you own. It's not going to be about how much money you have, what church you go to, because God is purging the church right now. I really believe that with my whole heart and my whole soul and my whole mind, that God is cleansing and purging the church. Before I heard this apostolic voice say this about the fourth Sabbath, I was thinking about how many pastors have not been home for months, for years, for weeks. When's the last time they saw their kids? When's the last time they spent, you know, time with their wife and their family? I believe God is forcing men of God that are called by his name, that have the word of the Lord in their mouth, to sit home and reestablish a connection with their family. Reestablish a connection with him, because you can preach the gospel and not be connected to God. I remember one of my mentors told me, he said, Yvonne, study the Bible not for a message, but for the refreshing and the cleansing of your own soul. A woman of God that I had lunch with one day, she said it was a period in time where several pastors had committed suicide. And a pastor just committed suicide just recently, about a couple of weeks ago. But she said, she began to pray. And she said, God, why is this happening? And she was watching a Christian program on TV, and the schedule started, his itinerary starts scrolling down the screen, and the Holy Spirit said, that's why. He said, they can't keep that schedule and keep their appointment with me. I decree that you got to keep your appointment with God, and whatever you're going to accomplish is not going to be by the work of your hands, but it's going to be by the divine release and purpose and plan of God in your life. And so what I really want to talk about today is raising the prophetic hedge. I think this is really significant, because when we're thinking about, if we think about 9/11 and we think about the pandemic, And we think about all these things that have been able to hit America that we've been shielded from for so many years. I heard a prophet say a few years ago where there was a period in time where all these sharks were coming towards us. They were not out in the deep. They were actually coming towards inland, towards shallow water. And he said, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what is happening? He said, the hedge is lifting. There has always been a hedge around America because this has been considered a Christian nation. But I think we've lost sight of that it's time to raise and lift the hedge again. We've had so many political agendas, so many social agendas that I believe in, you know, there's things that I believe politically or socially, but that what my belief system cannot creep into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It cannot creep into what I believe concerning about the kingdom of God, because I have to remind myself constantly that I live in the kingdom. There's no creed. The Bible says there's no Jew, no Greek, nor male, nor female, that we are one in the body of Christ. And so as a church, as a prophet, it's my responsibility to continue to raise the hedge on my watch. I always, even when I'm praying alone, I don't always need to be in a prayer meeting with saints. I have to always remember, I always pray, God, that when I'm praying in the solitude of my own home, God, connect me. I always tell God, connect me with intercessors that are praying throughout the world, throughout the nation, that are praying in agreement with your will, your purposes, and your plan. That this is an hour of prayer. This is an hour of leaning on Jesus concerning what is happening in our nation. And it's time to lift the hedge again. A hedge of protection around. I want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my great-great-grandchildren to grow up in the nation that I grew up in, to be afforded all the privileges that this nation has afforded me. Just the freedom to worship, the freedom of enterprise, the freedom to live a life that I can do what I want, go where I want to, and be able to enjoy the nation that I grew up in. And so we're going to pray, but I want to share some things with you, and I'm going to go to a familiar passage in Psalms 91. We all know that. And the one thing about Psalms 91 that I want to say is that this is not just, Psalms 91 is, it's not just about protection. We read Psalms 91 and we're covered under the wings of the Most High, but this is also, Psalms 91 is also about tactical warfare. You see where the psalmist is talking and then it shifts into war language, where he's talking about war and all this kind of stuff. And it's not a passive passage, but it is an aggressive passage. It's actually sometimes called the soldier's psalm, and it's about siege warfare. And what is siege warfare? Siege warfare was when it was a barricade, when they surrounded a city to bring it down, to weaken its resolve, to be able to conquer it. And so let me start at Psalms 91. We talk about, so I'm going to break down, I'm going to just go through all the Psalms right now. Psalms 91 says that if, and I'm not going to read the passage, I'm just going to read my notes. Psalms 91:1 says that if I abide in him, the one who lives in the secret place of the Most High will lodge themselves in the shadow of the Almighty, or in the shadow of El Shaddai. El Shaddai is the all-breasted one. He's the all-sufficient one. That if we would live in the secret place. What is a secret place? The secret place to me is a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place of complete dependence on God. That is a secret place, that I can't rely on people, I can't rely on this world system, but that I can rely on him. It says that if I will abide in that place, that I will lodge myself under the shadow of the Most High. And the book of John says that if Jesus said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. And then Psalms 91:2 is a declaration. The psalmist said, I will say to Yahweh, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I cannot tell you how important it is, how crucial it is, how significant it is. What is coming out of your mouth? What are you declaring over your life? What are you declaring over your family? What are you declaring over your ministry. The Bible says salt water and fresh water cannot come out of the same mouth. It's time to declare the word of the Lord. I am so huge on that. I believe in the power of confession. I'm not talking about name it and claim it. I'm talking about declaring and decreeing the word of God, including prophetic words that have been spoken over your life. That is the rhema word of God. God has spoken things. Declare what, say to God what he has already said about himself. Say back to God what he has already said about you. And so you have to watch. Like, one of the things I'm watching is complaining, because when you're locked up and you're cooped in and you feel like you're we're in quarantine, so to speak, you know, it's easy to get agitated and frustrated and just start talking off the top of your head and complaining. I know I have to watch that, and always, I'm always reminding myself what is coming out of my mouth. In Psalms 91:4, it says, he has got that with his feathers he will cover us. Or another translation says that with his wings and under his wings that we can take refuge. I decree that God has you covered. I don't care what's going on. I do understand that some people have lost their lives during this pandemic. But God has a plan for you. If you're still here, I'm still here. God has a plan for your life, and he has got you covered. Your purpose, your destiny, your resources, your finances, your children, your marriage, God has you covered. If you would abide in him and lodge under the shadow of El Shaddai, he has got you covered. You don't have to figure things out. You don't have to make anything happen. Like I said in the beginning, you just have to rest in him. This is a forced Sabbath. We have been forced into a place of rest. We have been forced into a place of dependence on Jesus. He said, learn of me. He told the disciples, learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you are carrying a heavy burden, you are not trusting in Jesus. And amen, Mark, that the angels of the Lord, when we talk about our confessions in Psalms 102, it says that the angels of the Lord hearken diligently unto the voice of the word of the Lord. Are your angels employed in this season? Are they sitting there idle, waiting for you to say something, waiting for you to declare the word of God so they can move on your behalf? The Bible says that the word of the Lord will not go out and come back void. And I believe that's because when we declare the word, it sends them on an assignment and on a mission that they have to accomplish what you've been declaring concerning the word of God. And that word covered means inaccessible, undetectable, hidden, and shut off from outside influence. You are undetectable to the enemy. You are inaccessible to the enemy. He can't find you. He can't locate you. He can't pinpoint you, because God has got you covered. Psalms 91:5 says, and do not fear. You do not need to fear. This says, do not fear the terror of night or the arrow that flies by day. And that's why I believe some people are dealing with anxiety and insomnia and debilitating fear. And I was just in that place. If those of you that just logged in, go ahead and watch the beginning. I talk about a dream that I had, that I was lodged in that place where I was struggling with fear and anxiety and all this stuff. And I had to break my alignments with the demonic spirit that was influencing me to not trust God, but to trust my situation and my circumstances. Not trust God for healing and provision. And when I say provision, not just financial provision, but emotional provision. I have to understand that even though I didn't grow up with a natural father, that I have a father. I have a father in heaven. He said he is a father to the fatherless, and he is a defender of widows. When I didn't have a father, God was always my father. God was always protecting me. He was always watching out for me. He was always providing for me. He was always guiding me. He was always directing me. And so I have to praise God that he has been a father to me, even when I did not have a natural father. In Psalms 91:14-16, it says, because he loves me, I will deliver. This is God talking to the psalmist. Because you love me, I'm going to make it personal. Therefore, I will deliver you. I will protect you because you know my name. And he's talking about someone that has an intimate. The name in Greek is, the Greek translation for name is anoma. It means nature, character and authority, and that depicts intimacy. You know somebody. There are people that know me naturally, and they know my name is Yvonne, but then there are people that know Yvonne. They know me intimately. They know me, they know who I am. They know what I like. They know what I don't like. They know what hurts me. They know what bothers me. They know me intimately. And he said, because you know me intimately, you have intimate knowledge of me, I'm going to deliver you, I'm going to protect you. So I decree that you are covered in this season. And this is the thing that the Holy Spirit, these are the three things that the Holy Spirit was showing me, that we are going to lift the hedge. And the first thing is we are going to decree divine justice where you have been wronged or violated. This is a season. The Bible says that the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword be in your hand so that he can execute vengeance. This is a season where God is going to vindicate you. Anybody that has wronged you or hurt you or violated you, God is going to release the vengeance of the Lord. And human, and God's vengeance is not revenge. Revenge is a human response. Vengeance is a God response because it comes from the nature and the character of God, and it's about justice. It's not about revenge. The next thing that God, the hedge we're going to lift up is God said decree the recovery of lost things. Some of you have lost some things. In seasons going by, you've lost some relationships, you've lost some investments, and God, and we're going to decree the recovery of lost things. The Bible says if a thief be found, that he will restore sevenfold. I decree the sevenfold restoration in your life of things that were stolen and lost in the name of Jesus. And the last thing that he said, that we are going to lift a hedge over our nation and of hope. We're going to lift a hedge of hope, provision, reconciliation, and peace over our nation, because that's what this nation has been founded on religious freedom. And people are hopeless in this nation. People are without. They don't have provision. They don't have hope. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And some people are dealing with physical illnesses and sicknesses because they have no hope. They've lost hope. They've lost the ability to depend on God. One of the most prophetic songs that has ever been written, it came out a few years ago, it's called that he's a good father, and that he is a good father. He is a father. He said, I don't change, my character doesn't change, my nature doesn't change, there is no shadow of turning with me, that I am consistent, I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So I'm going to open up in prayer, put your prayer request down, but I want to ignite your faith in the Holy Spirit. Those of you that have been struggling with your faith, I decree that God's going to ignite your faith. And so Holy Spirit, Father, we thank you. Lord, I lift up, we decree justice on where we have been wronged, hurt, violated. I pray for those that have experienced adulterous relationships in their marriages, Lord God. I come against that spirit that wants to bring division, and those couples that you have mandated stay together, God, I decree that that forgiveness will invade their hearts, that forgiveness will invade their mercy, that the mercy of God will invade their soul, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you right now, because we are praying your rhema word, God, that the justice of God, the vengeance of God is being released into the life of your people. I decree the recovery of lost things, God, lost children, lost relationships, lost finances, God, lost investment, lost homes, lost jobs, God. We decree a supernatural recovery because we understand that we are not in the world system. We are in the kingdom, and we operate under another set of laws, Lord God, because you said, I decree sevenfold return. The people that have been giving and sowing by faith into the kingdom of God, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that things are returning in this season. Think children are coming back. I pray for children that have been strung out on drugs and bound by a spirit of addiction. I break that off of their lives right now. Call your child's name out in the name of Jesus. I pray for wayward children right now, God. Just like the prodigal son came back, I decree that they are being arrested in the Holy Spirit right now, and that they are returning to their home, Father. They're returning to their parents, and they're not just returning, God. They are returning change in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are praying reconciliation and a sevenfold return on lost things. And Lord, as citizens of the kingdom and as citizens of this nation, God, we lift up a hedge. I decree that you infuse your people with hope and that the Holy Spirit will ignite the fire of God, Lord, in your people again, because I believe that we are headed for a revival unlike we have seen in our generation, oh God. I thank you for restoration just on the pulpit, God, that you are infusing hope back into the hearts of the pastors that have been preaching the word of God, but they've lost hope even just in their personal relationships, God. God, we lift up the provision for this nation, Lord God. Even though there's unemployment and millions of people are out of work, God, I decree that you are providing for your people. I thank you that the spirit of reconciliation is going to blanket this nation like never before. I come against demonic agendas, demonic laws and decrees, and the things that Satan is trying to slip in while we're not paying it, while he thinks we're not paying attention. We don't have to know everything that's going on, God. All we have to do is rely on your spirit. Rely on the direction and the unction of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, we thank you for peace. I decree peace over this nation like never before, God. Peace over the pulpit. Peace in the hearts of your people, Lord God. We break every ungodly alliance. We sever soul ties, God. We unpartner with unclean spirits and demonic entities in the name of Jesus. And I decree, as we obey your word, you said if we would keep our mind on you, that you would keep us in perfect supernatural peace. I decree peace that doesn't falter, peace that doesn't shift. I decree that the peace of God is not an emotion but a governing force, and that it is guarding our hearts like a security guard is guarding a bank. And so, Father, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. I thank you that we are partnering with the intercession of Jesus, because he is our intercessor and he is constantly making intercession for the saints, and we are coming in agreement and partnership with him, Lord God. I decree that what is supposed to happen in this season in the kingdom of God is going to happen. We command it so, because we decree and we declare your word. And so, God, we thank you. As always, we thank you, God. We bless you, God. We magnify your name. We lift you. We exalt you. We adore you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter your courts with praise. And we're thankful unto you, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, Lord God. And we decree that what we have prayed and what we have declared in agreement and alignment with your word, it is forced to come to pass, because that is your word. And I decree it will come to pass in the season that you have ordained and declared over the lives of your people. But I decree that your people are covered. The blood of Jesus darkened Egypt, but light in Goshen. And Lord, I pray for those that have lost loved ones during this pandemic, Lord God, that you comfort them, that you protect them, that you bring peace and consolation to their heart, because you said that a responsibility of the prophetic word is for consolation, Lord God, for edification, exhortation, and consolation. And so, God, we just thank you right now that the word will go out and do what is designed to do. And so, God, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. Have an amazing day.